You're listening to another great Torah class, recorded by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, this week's parsha has a pasuk that's very much relevant to the mitzvahs hayom that we're involved with, and that is Usvartem Lachem Imacharas HaShabbos. There's a fascinating drasha of Chazal, Shutei Sfira L'Kol Echad Ve'Echad. The Chazal Darshan that each person has to have his own personal count. Now there's an anomaly in halacha, and that anomaly is that if there's a person who wants to be yotzei the mitzvah of Sfira, in contrast to, let's say, Hilchos Sefer Torah, Kriyas HaTorah, Shomei Ka'ona, the Ber Halacha has an opinion that says it doesn't work. You have to have your own personal count, and according to one opinion of the Ber Halacha, you can't have someone be motzi you, so tonight was the 27th. I can't have you say the 27th of the Omer. So I was thrilled to see that Mori V'Rabbi Rav Nevinzal Shlita said something that I had heard also in the name of Tuvia Goldstein, and a lot of what we're going to discuss tonight is an amazing point and developed in a very, very unique way by Rav Nevinzal Shlita. And he points out that in the Rabbonu Shalom after Sviras HaOmer, we say Hakadosh Baruch Hu shebeschus Sviras HaOmer shesafarti hayom yisukan mashe pogamti, which I was pogeya bisviras HaOmer. And so that fits beautifully with what we were saying, and that is that every single person has their own personal avoda for Sviras HaOmer. My Rebbe in his shmooze many years ago went on to point out, however, when it comes to Shavuos, so then Shavuos is the exact opposite. It's not personal, it's all of Klal Yisrael. Vayichan Shem Yisrael k'neged ahar, ki ish echad b'lev echad, Klal Yisrael altogether. It dawned on me we could add to what my Rebbe had said, and we were ma'arich in shi'urim in halach on this. I'm not going to emphasize the halachic components. But not only does Shavuos have this component, V'yichan Sham Yisrael, but there's a separate parsha of counting weeks that appears in Parshas Re'eh, not in Parshas Emor. There, the counting of the days, the slow progress of the individual is not emphasized, only the counting of weeks, and the holidays described as Chag Shavuos, and there it doesn't say that each person has their own Sfira Usfartem Lachem, but rather there it says Tisbar Lach, which means Klal Yisrael as a whole. So our Rebbe develops that there is two components to Sfira Samar. There's the personal development, but to reach Shavuos, then in such a case, a person to be Roy for Shavuos has to think of himself in terms of the Klal. Rebbe Mitzal then goes on to describe, it's not a coincidence, Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim passed away during this time, Shlono Adu Kavod Zebezeh, because that component of the cloud was really missing. I wanted to add also, the Lubavitcher Rebbe Zechron and Levracha's Shita now makes half sense. Emphasis on Zechron and Levracha. The Rebbe said that if a person travels on the international dateline, passes the international dateline, let's say it's the 27th of the Omer, and then he travels, and he goes to a place that's the 29th. He argues that that person continues counting the 28th, not the 29th. How could you skip? Yisukan Masha Pagamti Besviras HaOmer. So that individual will continue counting, and the Rebbe argued that in such a case, he keeps Shavuos on a different day than everybody else. According to our understanding, it could very well be he doesn't skip, but Shavuos has to be celebrated. So to go so far to say that that Shavuos is not going to be with everybody else, he would end up only counting 48 days. He's an onus on the 49th. But in such a case, then the Sfira would culminate only with the Shavuos. And it's beautiful in the Lashon of the Rabbona Shalom. What do we say? How does it start off? Yisukan Masha Pagamti V'Sfira Saomer. And then it says, "Val yidei ze yushpa shefa rab b'chol ha'olamos ulesaken es nafshei seinu v'ruchaseinu v'nishmoseinu mikol siguf gam." It goes from the personal pagam to the pagam of the cloud, which is the dual sviras ha'omer. So therefore, Nevin Zal says we have to learn from no one less than Moshe Rabbeinu himself. If there was any person that could have said that he was above others and say, who is he to tell me what to do? Lo nagu kavod zeh v'zeh. Take a look at how Moshe reacts when Yisrael comes. A guy comes to visit him, yet Moshe Rabbeinu accords, it's also his father-in-law, but accords the person the appropriate kavod that one could argue that they even don't deserve. And therefore, there are two points of Mussar, and I'm going to focus more on the second tonight, that I want to drive home. Number one is that so many times Talmidim say, this Rebbe doesn't understand where I'm coming from. This friend, he has this chisaron. Lesson number one, Rav Nevin Zal Nesicha many years ago said, is that this avod of this particular type, Nogu Kavod, is the ability to be able to hear and listen what others say. And here's the second Mussar. Listen to Rav Nevin Zal's words. He says he thinks the biggest yetzahara for Talmidim today is actually something else. Ela sheyesh l'dati baya gedola harbe yoter mizeh. Ze she'eina lomed me'acherim, there are people who don't learn from others, mipnei sheledato hu atzmo eina choshev dayo. He doesn't think enough of himself. I was in the States, and my father threw out an expression that shook me up just a few days ago. And my father said, my father's a wise man, maybe, well, he said he thinks the greatest yetzahara that there is self-negation. Let me share with you a story that I also heard this trip. You know, it's very nice when someone comes over and says, I enjoy your Mussar shmooze and I listen to them. Someone came over to me, a woman came over to me. And I have to change the details of the story, so there's no way you could trace back who the story relates to, as you'll see in a moment. This woman said, you got to talk about this story. There was something that happened to me that shook me up tremendously. She said, when I was in high school, now you guys might know this term, this is a woman in her early 30s, so maybe you're familiar with this. The expression goes, she said, in high school there's an expression called mean girls. Mean girls. She says there was a girl that qualified as a mean girl. She was nasty. She was always angry. She was always derisive. Just a very difficult person. Her name was Shira Hammer. We were in New York together in high school. Years later, I moved to Los Angeles, and I sent my kids to school. There was a psychologist who worked in the school. And I spoke with the psychologist to get help for one of my kids. And I spoke to her once, spoke to her twice, and she was really nice, and I recommended her someone else. But I never really got to hear her name. I never heard what her name was. I met her. One day I asked her what's her name, because I wanted her for somebody else. And she said to me, her name was Shira Hammer. I'm not making up the story, Rebbe Hossein. She said, I didn't recognize her. This mean girl was the most thoughtful, caring person. She did not recognize her. She was a different person. Pshuto kimashmo. And she said she also didn't recognize me. She said she didn't remind her how she knows her back from high school from New York. And she said she realized that a person could change. It's another argument to go to Israel for a year or two. To the point that they become an entirely different person. That's what the Rambam writes. In Perek Beis Hilchos Tshuva Aloch HaDalet, the Rambam says that a person does tshuva to the point where he describes himself, Eini oso ha'ish. I'm not the same person. I'm an entirely different person. And a person could reach the place where they are so transformed and they're so different. Eini oso ha'ish. Now let's stop for a moment. This girl was a nasty girl throughout high school. And what happens if she said to herself, this is who I am? And that is a tremendous challenge that some Talmidim have. And that challenge is, I'm not ro'ui to learn. I'm not ro'ui to change. I'm not capable of becoming another person. Well, this mean girl proves that that is not true. A person can become an entirely different person. And Rav Menahem brings out this point with three very different types of examples. One from the Pasuk in Mishle. Pasuk in Perech of Dalet says, Ramos le'avil chachmos. Now, avil is a fool. A fool looks at chachma as being something that is tremendous. A ramos is a very, very large animal. Says, I have no shaychas to chachma. A fool says he can't get there. But that is inherently foolish. Every single person who sets their mind could become something that's great. And I'll prove it to you from the story that's in Yonah the Yoma. We're going to be celebrating our Lag BaOmer, Rabbi Akiva. Says the Gemara, everybody knows the story of Rabbi Akiva. Doesn't know anything, age 40, romantic story. Rachel comes back, 24,000 Talmidim, etc., etc. Some people don't know how the Gemara continues. The Gemara then says that Kalba Savua, his father-in-law, who had made a neder that said that his daughter and his son-in-law won't be able to derive any benefit, went over to Rabbi Akiva himself and said, I'm stuck now, I made a neder. So Rabbi Akiva asks him, he says, Adaita de Gavra Rabba, did you make the neder with the intention that it was a God, that I would become a significant person? He said, no, of course not. To which Rabbi Akiva says, okay, your neder doesn't apply. Frek de Helegitesis, Vim Taimar. Taisus asks, and Hilchas Nedarim, it doesn't work. A person is not allowed to say that if something else would have happened, what if you would have made that neder? That's liftoach b'noilat. Answers Tosus, listen to this. It's amazing. V'yeh shlomar, d'hacha loichoshiv noilat, kiwan shaholach levei rav. It's not nothing new that was created. The derech who b'hoylech l'lmoid shenasa adam gola. There was nothing new that Lil Akiva did. And that is, the moment a person sets his mind to go to yeshiva, he's going to become an adam gola. So it's not psichas hanola. That's the metzias. If a person, what Tosis' words are, Kivan Shahalach Lebeirav, maybe you have to go for 12 years, maybe Shana Aleph and Shana Bet's not enough. But Kivan Shahalach Nas Adam Godel. I don't care how smart you are or how dumb you are. What terrible midos you had before and where you are now. At the end of the day, Tosis says you will become a great person as long as you set your mind to it. Now, Adam Gadol doesn't say that you're going to be on the cover of the Yated Ne'emanim or the Jewish Week. It doesn't mean that. Adam Gadol means someone who's going to be a great person. And that means that every single person in this room has the potential to be an Adam Gadol, even if they've been a mean guy. Masha Pagamti B'Sviras HaOmer. It's possible to be Masha Paganti Alidei Sviras Omer. It's possible for a person to fix through the process of Sviras Omer by being connected to the cloud, by saying that I'm able to learn, by saying that I am Ra'ui L'kach. Let me conclude with a story that Rav Nevensal concludes the Sicha with. Many of these pieces I've discussed, parts of it, I've discussed with him in Hilchos Sviras Omer. I've read the Sicha before, but this story, this week, was the first time I noticed this story. It's a fascinating, simple story, which every single one of us has to ask, are we there yet? It's well known in the Olam HaYeshivas that the purveyor of the Torah, Reb Shimon Shkop, was a giant Reb Shmuel Rozovsky. Shmuel Rozovsky was a prince. In previous Sichot, we've described Reb Shmuel Rozovsky, Reb Shach, Reb David Pivarsky, their different styles in Panovich. Reb Shmuel was a prince, and his Torah is princely. And Reb Shmuel was known as one of the great Talmidim, Reb Shimon Shkop. Reb Nevensal tells a story that he heard when he was in Panovich, that Reb Shmuel came to learn in Grodno by Reb Shimon when he was 13 years old. And Reb Shimon met him, and he said to him, most of the boys were 16, 17, he said to him, you're too young. It was right before Shir, and Rav Shimon got up and he said Shir. After he finished Shir, he notices that this little boy Shmuel is standing in the back and he's crying. So Rav Shimon goes over to him and he says to him, Shmuel, you're a good kid. Don't worry. 2 more years, you come back, and I'll give you another bechina. I might take you. And Rav Shmuel says to him, Rebbe, ich weint nicht, weil nimmst dir mich. Ich weint, weil ich kenn nicht dem Shir. I'm not crying because you didn't take me to the yeshiva. I'm crying because I still don't yet understand the Shir. And the fairy tale ends. Reb Shimon says, oh, at 13 years old, you already have that bikush. You're ready now for the yeshiva. He became the great Reb Shmuel Rozovsky. Not because he was a genius, but because he had that bikush. He had that desire, kivon shaholach levei rav, lilmoid nasa adam gadol. It's not psichas hanolad. It's something that every single one of us is capable of. And can you imagine how tragic if this girl looked into the mirror at the end of 12th grade and she said to herself, this is who I am. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya, that we should reach this madrega of just that simple hakara, to reach a great madrega simply with the awareness that all I have to do is be holech levei rav, and thereby I'll become an adam gadol. And with that, all the mean girls and the mean guys in Klal Yisrael will slowly disappear, and we'll all be able to make Hashem Shema.
You're listening to another great Torah class, recorded by TorahAnytime.com.